So we were just talking about things throughout the day and influencing positive choices, whereas people left idle may choose to sit and watch television for a long period of time.
Right.
Or eat those comforting foods as opposed to making nutritious choices. So having the caregiver in the home as a positive influence, and not just helping someone get in and out of a chair, but influencing all those other small decisions throughout the day.
Right, absolutely. And so sometimes what happens is that the aide, the home health aide, will be that stimulus or that catalyst to now prompt that individual or encourage that individual to, hey, you know what? Let's go down to the food market and let's do some shopping. Let's go get some fresh fruits and vegetables at the local, you know, market. Those little things, when they have a companion to do that, those are the things that make a difference. Maybe someone doesn't have that during the day. Maybe they're at home and they're waiting for their adult child to get home from work to prepare them a meal. And as you know, we're all living a life that we're in a rush. We get home, we get out of our jobs at whatever time, we get home late, and you're doing a quick meal. And maybe if your parent is diabetic, they are not, you know, rice and fried chicken is not the life of the nutrition that you want to offer. And maybe your parent wanted to go out and get fresh vegetables and find, you know, and go get some fish and mm-hmm. cook it that day, but they didn't have someone to go with because they were afraid of falling, or they didn't have someone to go with and because they, you know, they felt that they weren't sure what would be an appropriate choice, or maybe they just forgot that they had to even make a meal. So that home health aide or that home care team can provide that encouragement, that stimulus, and that information and that support to be able to get that person out of the house. Or maybe they were having a problem ambulating. Maybe they have arthritis and they're afraid that if they're outside on their own, they can't walk a block, and you know, who's gonna be there to help them get back home? So that aide can provide that that assistance with getting to and from. And even though it might take them a little longer to get to and from, but they know there's someone with them, it's a lot more comforting. And it's a lot more comforting also for their other caregiver, who could say, you know what, I know my mom is being taken care of because that aide is there, or that home care team is there, and I know that she's gonna make the wise decision to get fruits and vegetables, or you know, a piece of fish, versus having the quick fix of, I didn't want to go outside, so I just opened a can of SpaghettiOs and popped that on the stove and called it a day. So this is a very much of a win-win situation, because it's putting people at ease, and it's also providing that healthcare safety net to be able to get the goals accomplished for those families.
Mm-hmm. So it's like when you're asking, when is it time to get home care, it's not when do we have the need, it's when could it make our lives better.
Yes.